would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Ringo Starr to get your Thursday morning started, and you know why? Because we all get by with a little help from our friends. And I'll tell you what, we have a network of friends here in Pensacola and the surrounding area that is currently saving lives every single day. It's Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. The executive director is here, Bruce Cady. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
Great to have you back again. I love that you're coming on this show on a regular basis now. It's wonderful. So tell me about Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. You've been on the show before, but some folks may not be familiar. It has a lot to do with what we call the continuum of care. And so at this point, we also have some special guests in the studio this morning. So why don't we start there, and then we'll come back to finding out more about what is Opening Doors.
Sounds great.
Okay, so who are your guests this morning? We have guests with a plural.
Yeah, that's right. There are two of us. Well, the primary guest that your listeners are going to hear from is Autumn McAllister. Mm-hmm. She is the Director of Emergency Services for Lakeview Center.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big responsibility. Welcome, Autumn.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. And then there's a kind of a furry guest.
Oh, that's right. For those that have seen me out and about in the community or visited our office space, when I joined Opening Doors, Opening Doors got a package deal. They got me, and they also got my wonderful service dog, Ryo. She's a white shepherd, and she does a lot of good things for me, and she also does a lot of good things for all the people that she interacts with.
And by the way, this dog is beautiful. I have never seen a solid white shepherd. I'm telling you, this dog is absolutely beautiful and sweet as can be. Where'd the name Ryo come from?
Well, I was living in a neighborhood down on the east coast of Florida in Jensen Beach called Ryo.
Oh, okay.
And so when I got Ryo, we were living in Ryo. And so that was the community that she first got to experience.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, well, Ryo is wandering around the studio checking everything out. So good morning to you, Ryo. Well, this is a kind of a serious topic when we talk about helping people in our community who are have for various and all kinds of reasons come upon hard times. A lot of times it's mental health and substance abuse reasons. So we're going to touch a little bit on that topic. But explain what Opening Doors of Northwest Florida is all about, Bruce.
Opening Doors Northwest Florida is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care here in Escambia County in Santa Rosa County. And what that means is we are the agency that is responsible for supporting all of the different providers that are serving the homeless in our community. So I like to describe it, Lakeview Center is a brick, right? It's foundational to the service delivery network. We're the mortar. We help fill in the gaps, the funding gaps. We are the federal and state funding source. So we receive the funding from Housing and Urban Development, federal spending, as well as Department of Children and Families from Tallahassee for state funding. And then we are the ones that get that money to service providers within the community. We ensure compliance. We do all that, you know, grants work so that they have the funding in place to support the services and the programs that they're providing in our community.
Well, that is a major role in this process. So we certainly have, we've had some folks on the show recently talking about the homeless situation here in Pensacola. What are you noticing? Now, you've been here getting close to a year now, right?
No, not even
not
close.
Even?
I'm on my 103rd day
in this
job, but who's counting?
Who's counting? Okay.
So first off, we are absolutely blessed within this community to have really wonderful service providers, talented individuals, a very high level of professionalism. When we did the point in time count in January, we identified 1,155 individuals experiencing homelessness.
Wow.
Across the two counties. And then if you look at other data points, like in the month of January, that same month, 2026, there, between the two counties, there were 1,725 residential evictions.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can tell you that there were not 725 available rental properties that were at an affordable, you know, fair market rent level.
Wow. So where do those people go?
Exactly. That's the question. And so part of my job is asking those questions so that we can then, as a community, figure out how we answer those questions and support those individuals. As I mentioned in one of my earlier shows, I start every day reminding my staff, we're here to do away with our jobs.
Yes, I love that.
We are here. There are 1,155 individuals in our community that are experiencing homelessness. We want 1,155 people to receive the services, like from Lakeview Center and other providers in the community, to get them back into the community, back into permanent, sustainable housing, and not just surviving, but actually thriving.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, Lakeview Center plays a pivotal role in that process, because typically you're on the front lines. And so, Autumn, talk a bit about what you do as the Director of Emergency Services at Lakeview Center. I can imagine you're an affiliate of Lifeview Group, but you also deal with people in the addiction emergencies, substance abuse emergencies, mental health. Talk a bit about your role in this process.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Lakeview Center is the behavioral health division of Lifeview Group. And so in my particular role, emergency services, we do the community-based services. So that includes our mobile response team as well as our co-responder program.
Mm-hmm.
Our mobile response team actually serves all four counties, but our co-responder program is a partnership with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And with both those both of those programs, they receive calls from out in the community that can be potential mental health crisis, suicide prevention, or substance use, overdose crisis, anything like that. We try to get them before they reach that crisis point, but with especially our co-responder program, all of their calls come directly through 911. It's a counselor with a deputy that goes out in the field. And so those really, you know, intense cases. And both programs are 24 hours. So how that relates to opening doors and the work with our population that is experienced homelessness is there's a lot of time that those are the individuals that are in a crisis situation. And also law enforcement is our first responder.
Right.
And they're going to be the ones that have that first contact with these individuals. And if they have resources that they can direct these individuals to, they're less likely to get criminal charges such as trespassing, any of those, and they're able to get into treatment faster.
Well, so often we see in the news these terrible videos when someone with mental health issues has been being taken to the ground and those kinds of things. There's a lot of negative publicity around these issues. So what is the truth of the matter? How can we actually approach someone who's in crisis, let's say, or what is the best thing to do if I'm witnessing something that I know isn't quite right?
Yeah, so two things with that is, unfortunately, the state of the news is, you know, the negative stuff is what's shown the most. But I'm very impressed with our co-responder model because it shows we're in the high 90s of an arrest diversion.
That's great.
A handful in the last year have been. And then we are about 85 of any other diversion, such as hospitalization or anything like that, about 85%. And because we find that people are more willing to go into services when there's a counselor and our deputies are certified in crisis intervention as well. And so when they can talk to people and get to know, you know, how they're experiencing their mental health conditions, their social conditions, people are more willing to get into services. And they're willing to even go into inpatient. And our deputies have been really wonderful about doing voluntary transports to, like, our central receiving for detox. We're looking at how we can help people more in our area that do have restriction to transportation, to housing, to all of that. So what you see in the news is always that one bad case that gets out there, when really every day, and they're getting calls all the time, they're out there saving lives, helping people, and giving people options and hope on taking a different path.
Well, I love the co-responder idea, because having that mental health professional there can probably de-escalate what might be a very negative situation, and that's the good news.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Autumn McAllister. She's the Director of Emergency Services at Lakeview Center, and Bruce Cady, who's Executive Director with the Opening Doors of Northwest Florida.
I'll help you out. That's right.
I knew what it was. If you've got a question about this topic, there's a lot of questions that I have, of course, but this is the chance to take advantage of the Pensacola Expert Panel. These are our experts on homelessness, on helping people who are in need. So if you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. So if I'm in a situation and I suddenly see an individual, what should I do? Is it 911 that I should call first, or what are your suggestions in terms of that?
Yeah, well, it really depends. So if you're in a situation and they are, you know, on the side of the road, or you're noticing that there's a potential high risk situation, you can always call 911.
Mm-hmm.
And 911 knows to dispatch. If it's in Escambia County, they'll dispatch the co-responder unit. Pensacola Police Department, they have their community policing program as well that mobile response team works in collaboration with.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a case where, and they work very well with Opening Doors as well, so if they have a case with someone experienced homelessness and mental health, we'll partner together and go out and meet them. With mobile response team, our number is 1-866-517-7766. It's on the Lakeview Center website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can call that if they have concerns about somebody. And then we will meet the person where they are, as long as the scene is safe. So we go to homes, we go out into the schools, the community, public locations, wherever someone needs an assessment, and then we try to get them connected to services as quickly as possible.
So talk a bit about the services that you provide, because emergency services, that's a big category, and Lakeview Center, it seems to me, has some very specific issues that you address.
Yeah, so we work on all behavioral health services. So that kind of runs the gamut of both mental health and substance use, and that co-occurring as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we start from, you know, your outpatient counseling, your outpatient psych services. We have a specific program for veterans as
well. I was
going
to say, I know that there is some veterans outreach.
Yes, yes. We have our home-based program, and we serve both adults and children. And then we go up from there, where you can have intensive outpatient. You can also have intensive in-home, mm-hmm. where counselors come out to the home as well. And then we go into our short-term programs as well. So that's looking at our crisis prevention programs, such as our central receiving facility, where they can get access to the crisis stabilization unit or to detox. And then we have our longer-term programs, which is our Road to Recovery is our addiction program for substance use treatment. And then we have our short-term residential program for mental health treatment if you need longer stabilization. And then we have our residential programs mm-hmm. as well.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, yes.
Now, where can I find out information about all of these different programs?
Yeah, so if you just go to the Lakeview Center's website, and it's all on there. It's lakeviewcenter.org, and they'll have all the information.
So where is Lakeview Center located?
Actually, we're in all four counties.
Okay.
Our main campus is actually on West Lakeview Avenue, so
okay.
right here in Pensacola. It's right next to the Old Baptist Hospital. And then we have a office in Century as well in Escambia County. In Santa Rosa County, we have our Avalon Center that's up in Milton. And then in Okaloosa, we have our center in Shalimar. And then in Walton County, we have two campuses in Dufuniac Springs.
Okay, I didn't realize that you had all the different campuses. That's
yes.
great. That gives great accessibility, so that's very
yes.
helpful.
Yes.
So let's talk. I was going to bring up a sort of a specific topic. If you have someone, let's say, in your family, and they've been having issues with substance abuse, they finally decided, okay, they're ready to get help, and it's time for them to detox, and you put those in quotation marks. Can you bring that person to Lakeview Center rather than the emergency room to start that process, or what would you recommend?
It depends on the situation. So if they are in need of detox and there's a medical need, the best bet is to go to the emergency room to have them medically cleared, mm-hmm. and then the emergency room can transfer them over to detox.
Okay.
But if it's cases where that person's ready to come in, there's not that medical complexity, they can absolutely go to our central receiving facility, and they will screen them and see about them getting into detox.
Wow. Okay. So there are so many tools available. So if you have questions, be sure and text it in. This is Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. So this is a broad range of topics here, Bruce. So what were some of the things that you would like to touch on this morning?
Well, one of the items is we are very much a community. Lakeview Center is part of that community. I do want to give an appreciation to the sponsor of this show.
Yes, always.
Nurses on Call, who serves nurse staffing solutions throughout the Gulf Coast, is the sponsor of today's show.
Thank you.
each one of these shows is sponsored by a business or a concern here in the community, mm-hmm. that allows us to make this happen and allows us to get the information out to the community. So we very much do appreciate Nurses on Call for this show. As I started these comments, we are a community. This problem is too large for one agency or one service or one government, mm-hmm. to solve. We have issues here in Escambia County, in the city of Pensacola, jurisdiction, and in Century, that are similar but different from what the community is experiencing in Santa Rosa, Milton, Gulf Breeze, in those jurisdictions. And so it takes a lot of coordination to make sure that the unique needs of those geographies are served in a way that's very efficient, mm-hmm. in a way that's supportive. And in working with county and city government here in Escambia, county and city governments in Santa Rosa, me being the newcomer here, it is very refreshing to see the level of willingness to collaborate, that roll up our sleeves and jump into a problem together, to resolve, the issues that our communities are facing. Rents are going up. I know I just filled my truck with a tank of gas, and that just...
That's gone up.
Yeah, that hurt a bit.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
Yeah, and so we all are. And then for those that are on fixed incomes, our older friends and neighbors, the individuals that are disabled and on disability, their incomes are not keeping pace with the inflation that we're seeing, in the grocery stores and the services that that we need, to live stable lifestyles. And so the need and the demand for our services is getting greater. And from my perspective, I'm not a clinician. What I see, though, from my experience doing this work is oftentimes a household or individual is stable. Mm-hmm. There are neighbors or friends or family. Things are going great. And then when something happens and things aren't going great, a medical issue, a major repair at a home, something, a car breaks down or they lose their job, and then something else happens, and they progress down, a very tragic...
It can happen very quickly.
It can happen very quickly. And then all of a sudden homelessness occurs, and then those individuals once, maybe 6 months ago, were living good, happy, stable lives. They're homeless now. Mental health absolutely degrades very quickly. And regrettably, sometimes when mental health degrades, substance abuse then comes into the equation. So you start having... it's almost exponential. It gets worse and worse and worse, quicker and quicker and quicker. And it's absolutely a pleasure to work with Lakeview Center as they serve the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
A month before last, you had Clay Romano, the CEO and president of Waterfront Rescue Mission, on. Okay, his organization is the largest provider of shelter capacity in our community. And Lakeview Center works hand in hand with Clay and his team to serve the needs of those individuals that are at Waterfront. And our community would be devastated if Waterfront wasn't here. Likewise, they'd be devastated if Lakeview Center wasn't here.
Absolutely.
Right? And so part of the magic behind the scenes is we're making the sausage of, you know, providing service delivery is, you know, we need to have open relationships across all of our professionals and service providers to ensure that whoever's on the front, the front line with an individual experiencing a crisis, certainly experiencing homelessness if they're across my radar, mm-hmm. We need to know immediately how to get them plugged into that supportive service as quickly as possible, because the bottom line is our job in the Homeless Service Delivery Network is to minimize the time that an individual is in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis of homelessness, crisis of mental health, crisis of substance abuse disorder, what all of the components that make their individual experience a crisis for them, gosh darn it, we need to be in the middle of that and make sure that they're getting the services they need so that ultimately they can rejoin the community. They can be stable in our community, living good lives, contributing to, you know, to the wonderful community that we all live in here.
Well, I think so often people aren't aware of the multitude of resources that we do have in this community. So I'm so grateful you both can be here to talk about this, because those that are listening, I'm already getting texts of, I've got several texts with, we're not going to have time to get to them because they're individual stories of, I have a neighbor, I have a friend
who
needs help, who's saying, I don't want help. I mean, they're giving these different scenarios. If we could do a 2-hour show on just the different scenarios.
Yeah.
So what can I tell a listener that's saying, how do I help someone that doesn't want help and I know they're in trouble?
So
that's probably the number one. Typically, denial is one of the number one symptoms of addiction. And so how do you help someone that's saying, I don't want your help and desperately needs it?
Well, there's two ways of looking at that. For one is, where is the no coming from? Is it a no because that just seems like such an overwhelming hill, an uphill battle? And so that's why it's important to have programs that do break down barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really hard for you to make an appointment, to get there, to get off work, to do all those things, to go to all these meetings, to do all that? How can we change that up a little bit then? The other thing is, I want to go to Bruce's point about us going into the shelters. You can't get someone mental health, you can't get someone mentally stable, or as they say, sobriety, if they don't have their basic needs met.
Right.
So
it's all very convoluted.
Right. Yeah. So we have to make sure that this person's in an environment where they can actually be on that recovery journey. And that's a big thing of us going into the shelters and making sure that there's that stability. However, if you have someone that you know needs help and is in denial and does not want to, there's two main forms that you can get through the courthouse, and that's the ex parte form. There's a Baker Act ex parte, and then there's a Marchman Act ex parte. And you just fill out and explain why that person needs help, but why they are refusing that help. And it gets signed off by a judge, and then they're able to court order them into treatment, both for mental health and for substance use.
Okay. Well, there's a solution. There were a couple of texts that came in, so I apologize for not getting to them specifically, but that's a good place to start. So we only have a couple minutes left. The time has just flown by. Anything you'd like to mention, Bruce, that we haven't covered today?
Well, one thing that I really would like to reinforce with our community is individuals that we encounter that are experiencing homelessness, they're people. And a kind word and a smile might be the only kind word and a smile that they receive that day. And so if you encounter someone that's experiencing homelessness, at a minimum, if you want to help, if you want to touch their lives, smile, say hello.
There you go. It doesn't cost you a dime.
How are you today?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, I'm not doing well, I need help, there are resources in our community that you can help them get. That's how you can help them.
Okay. So what are some good places to start? I know we talked about 911, but what are the websites, or where can I go if I want to learn more?
I tell you, our 211 system here, operated by the United Way of West Florida, is up to date. It's an awesome resource. It's staffed by exceptionally well-trained individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So I would call 211, and I would love to thank Nurses on Call, serving nurse staffing solutions for the Gulf Coast, Thank you so much, Nurses on Call, for making this show possible.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bruce, for coming in. I know how busy you are. And Autumn McAllister, my goodness, the role that you have, we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing for our community.
Thank
what a great program. Thank you both.